We're off on pilgrimage again. So, whose book, or the writer of this book that we're looking at, where are we back to now? Our pilgrims. John Bunyan. Okay. We've seen Christian safely arrive in heaven with hopeful. But back home, who's he left behind? Who has he left behind there? Christiana. He has a wife and four children. Four sons, actually, it turns out there. Matthew and a Samuel and a Joseph and a James. So, four sons, one mother, now a widow. She's learnt her husband has died. She's known something about all that he had to go through to get to where he is. And she is feeling sad. She is feeling very sad. She's feeling sad about herself and what she said against her husband. Because if you remember, right at the beginning, in the City of Destruction, she was trying to stop her husband going. And she told her children, "There's a load of rubbish. Don't bother with it. I don't know what's gone wrong with Dad." That sort of stuff there. And now, she's had time to think about this. And she's realised, no, I think he was right, actually. I think that he understood what was going on. And I was on the wrong side of the argument. And she's feeling guilty that she's told her children to not listen. And so she's in that state of mind. But anyway, there's a knock at the door. And somebody has come. His name is, interesting, it's Secret. Secret, okay. And he has said, "I have some news. I have some news from the place where your husband now is, and where he's happy, and where he's with lots of other saints, and everything that he had to suffer has all come good. I have a message from there, that the king knows of what you're feeling, and he knows that you're beginning to think about following yourself." So he said, "I've got a letter for you, and it's from the king." And she opens the letter. It's all in gold letters and things like this. And it's an invitation. And it's saying to her, "You come as well. You come. Leave behind what you've got there. Follow where your husband has gone. And then you'll be with him and you'll be with me. And everything then in your life will be just there, just right." So she's got this letter. And she's heard what Secret is saying. And she thinks, they're right. I really should go. Because Secret has said, "I know what you've done. I know what you've thought. But the king is very, very merciful. And he forgives sin. All kinds. No matter what you've said against him, the stupid things you might have said, he'll forgive. Look to him then. Believe in him." And so Christiane is really, really thinking, yeah, this must be the way forward. But she's warned by Secret. She told this, "You've got to endure the bitter before you get to the sweet. Before you get to heaven, like your husband, you're going to have to face various trials along the way." So again, there's no kind of easy path to heaven. There's going to need to be some work on our part. We're going to have to exercise faith. We're going to have to stand and be strong. So she's hearing this, as we need to hear it as well. But anyway, she says to her children that this is what her heart's desire now is, to leave behind where they are and to follow. And they're delighted. They were so hoping, actually, that she would change her mind. They're all ready to go themselves. So there she is, the four boys there and herself. Now they're going to leave. Now they're going to go. And guess what their neighbours tried to do? What did they try to do, do you think, James? They tried to stop them. So they did exactly what she had tried to do, and others, to Christian before he set off. So they're now saying, "Oh, you're foolish. Oh, you're foolish. You're not strong enough for this. Yeah, your husband there, he might have been able to manage it, but you're not. You can't. And the children as well. What are you thinking of?" So she had all of this discouragement. Because John Bunyan was a very astute observer. He knew what was in people's hearts, how they would try if somebody is showing interest and desire to follow Christ. "Oh, come on, you don't want to do that. You may get that yourself. I don't know. Don't listen to it. Christiana didn't any more than her husband. And her sons also, they're going to follow. So they begin to pack and get ready to go. But they've got a neighbor, and her name is Mercy. And she also has been thinking about these things, and she has been in conversation with Christiana. And she says, I'll come as well. I want to follow. So now there were the mother, Christiana, four children, and Mercy. So we've got six of them now going off on pilgrimage. And of course, what have they got to head towards in order to find their way through? Where have they got to aim for? Where have they got to aim for?
The wicket gate.
The same way, that narrow gate. They've got to humble themselves and believe, enter through the wicket gate. So it's time for them to go. So off they've gone, they've ignored their neighbours and all the negative things that their neighbours are saying. They're on their way across the plain, heading for the wicket gate. And Mercy is crying. She is crying. And the reason that she is crying, because Christiana asks her, why are you crying? And she says, I'm just feeling so much for my relatives who just haven't listened. They didn't listen. And I'm thinking about them, and it's making me weep. Well, Christiana agreed with her that it was something indeed to think about that. And well, we think, don't we, there of those who don't believe. Perhaps you should think of your school friends who just don't believe, or neighbours, family members who just don't believe. We all need to think about them and perhaps shed more tears than we do over their state and where they are. But there was Mercy. She had such a clear view of what this all meant and how real it was, that the Bible isn't a book of stories, it's actually a book of realities. It's telling us about real places and real things and real eventualities, something out in the future there. There is going to be a judgment. We are all actually going to meet God face to face, and we need to be prepared. And Mercy knew that. She felt that. And she felt for those who just would not believe it and sit and stubbornly refuse. A lot of those people today, I'm afraid, and you've probably got quite a few friends at school who are in just that category. Well, pray for them, like Mercy, and maybe even shed a tear for them, because they need our tears and they need our prayers, because it's a serious thing. So Christiana and the four boys and Mercy are on their journey, and we had difficulty with my health last year, and Paul Pilgrim got stalled in any number of places, didn't we, there. We'll see if Christiana can make faster progress through this year and her family, and we'll see what adventures that she and her family encounter en route. Let's sing our next hymn, 155, one that is, above all others, 155.